everyone, and welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for January 18, 2011. We want to begin the meeting today by expressing our joint sympathy of the Commissioners Court to the family of Mr. Lynn Slide, who's one of our Mid-South County maintenance men who passed away, and I'm sure you will be getting an email on the visitation, and he'll be sorely missed around here, so we want to express our condolences to his family. Today, the invocation will be led by Commissioner Brent Weaver and the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Senegal.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Yes, lead us to face day. We ask that you forgive us.
Amen. Please recite the pledge with.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll first take up purchasing, and if I am correct, item F, the addendum is going to be tabled. And there was some discussion earlier about whether or not item D was going to be tabled. Okay. All righty. Those were items, Ms. Guidry, items D and F will be tabled. Okay. Item A, under purchasing, consider and possibly approve specifications for bridge replacement project for the Craigan Road Bridge at North Fork and Taylor's Bow. Project is located in precinct number 2 and is being paid for with round 1 disaster funds from the Texas Department of Rural Affairs as a result of damage sustained in Hurricane Ike. Item B, consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file with Garver, which I assume is a professional services contract, to coordinate with FAA to obtain a categorical exclusion for our planned terminal access road, and the funding for this is planned to come from FAA grant number 26. Item C is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1. The project is a mid-county office building, number 240, repair for electrical repairs, install additional plumbing drain, and install 10 deadbolts in the amount of $7,827.56. This brings the contract total to $78,469.56. And it's my understanding that it's part of the remodeling. They opened the ceiling, and when they did, they found a bunch of substandard wiring that had to be brought up to code. Item D will be tabled. Item E, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code chapter 263.151(1) for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on these items?
Move.
Okay, we've got a motion by Commissioner Weaver and a second by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on these items?
Judge, if I may, could for the public's benefit, could I ask Mr. Rayo to give us the next step in the process under item A, purchasing?
The Craigan Road Bridge, if you approve it today, will be advertised for bids tomorrow and the following Wednesday as well. We will be accepting bids, I think, on the 3rd of February, and the low bidder will be awarded that contract if it's within our budgeted amounts. They should begin contract work within about 30 to 45 days after the bidding process.
Thank you, Mr. Rand.
Thank you. And the Craigan Road Bridge, was that the bridge that was extended 100 feet to take into account the flows necessary for DD6? All right. Any further discussion? All in favor of those items under purchasing, say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Next, move to county commissioners. We can table item A because I haven't heard of any reports from any of the volunteer fire chiefs in the unincorporated areas that felt it was necessary for a burn ban to be put into place. So item B will be consider approving resolution approving submission of fiscal year 2010 through August 31st, 2011 grant application for the Jefferson County Family Violence Crimes Against Women Unit through the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office to the Office of the Governor Criminal Justice Division. Item C, consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute a display and maintenance agreement with the Department of the Navy, Naval History and Heritage Command for display items on loan for the Veterans Memorial Park on Highway 87. Item D, consider and possibly approve self-insuring against any loss covered by the public official's bond for District Clerk Lolita Ramos, effective January 1st, 2011. Item E is to consider and possibly approve self-insuring against any loss covered by the public official's bond for Carolyn Guidry, County Clerk, effective January 1st, 2011. Item F, consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute amendment number 3 of the Texas Community Development Program contract number DRS-0704 to extend the deadline for that contract. And that is the, Mr. Rayo, that's the Central Gardens Drainage Project. Item G is to, and the reason for the extension of that contract is that the funds have to be obligated by February of 2011 and spent by August of 2011. The problem is part of that drainage project requires that we negotiate with Kansas City Southern a right-of-way, and any of you who have had any dealings with Kansas City Southern know that that's a feat sometimes and can be time-consuming. Item G is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to submit an initial letter of intent to the state of Texas to participate in the Texas Safe Shelter Initiative. Item H is to consider and possibly approve attaching exhibits to the amended Primcor Refining Group, Inc., DBA Valero, Port Arthur Refinery Abatement Agreement, which was approved by this court on November 29, 2010. The exhibits would be an updated map and plat of the reinvestment zone property description, and Exhibit A is going to be the minority business directory updated from the prior abatement agreement. Item I is to receive and file those Exhibits A and B to the Primcor Refining Group's abatement agreement. Do I have a motion on these items? Okay, we've got a motion by Commissioner Alfred and a second by Commissioner Arnold. Yes, sir.
All on the same page that this is only a letter of interest.
That's exactly what it is. About a year ago, our emergency management coordinator, Mr. Greg Fountain, was approached by Chief Colley, the late Chief Colley, who was the director of the Governor's Division of Emergency Management, who had been so helpful to us throughout the hurricanes and will be sorely missed, but about placing two emergency shelters in Jefferson County. One of the few counties that was approved to have two shelters placed here. It would be paid for by $50 million in FEMA Hazard Mitigation Program grants that had been set aside for the construction of those shelters, which are 200-mile-an-hour shelters along the Gulf Coast. The idea being that if you build these shelters, they'd be multi-use facilities that could be used by schools or other entities during the year, but in the event they're needed, they might immediately go to the counties and cities, so that those people who are special needs and usually require evacuation either by plane or by buses to other cities could actually stay here in place. The idea is that it would lessen the traumatic effects of their evacuations and everyone's experience, someone in their family who's suffered trauma as a result of an evacuation because of their age or physical condition. The downside to this safe shelter initiative is that FEMA hazard mitigation grants are funded 75% by FEMA and 25% by local entities. The preliminary figures are that the local share would be about $412,500 and for the building, And that is something that we probably would not be able to bite off as a county during this budget year. So in order for us to participate in that program, we're going to have other local governments participate with this. So this particular item is merely a letter of interest so that we can find out more about the program, engage other local governments' interest in partnering with us.
One other thing I would like us to try to do, if it is, if it's apt to and open up to possibly hardening up Ford Park as a facility, I would hope that we could possibly entertain that.
That was the first question that we asked DEM on the phone, and so far the answer is no, but that's not going to keep us from continuing to ask the question. Okay, any other discussions on those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, it's unanimous. We'll move down to the county airport. Item A is consider and possibly approve the use of the Jerry Ware Terminal at 5000 Jerry Ware Drive for the City of Beaumont and Beaumont ISD elections on Saturday, May 14th, 2011. Item B is to consider and possibly approve the use of Hangar 4 at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport by the Jefferson County Master Gardeners for their annual Market Day event on Friday and Saturday, April 15th and 16th, 2011. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Okay. We've got a motion by Commissioner Alford and a second by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on these items? And call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. And forgive me, Judge Maness, but I wanted to know if there was anything that you wanted to add about the VAWA or the crimes against women and Jefferson County Family Violence Grant that we spoke about under county commissioners a while ago. Y'all have done a great job. Thank you. Okay, under County Auditor, Item A, consider and possibly approve pursuing a parameter sale for the 2011 refunding bonds. Refunding bonds would be utilized to refund $5,320,000 of 2002 certificates of obligation. Item B is regular county bills, check number 348552 through check number 348815. And on Item A, we briefly discussed that issue in court last week about taking advantage of the lower interest rate environment to refund those bonds and hopefully reap a profit. Mr. Swain, you've got Mr. Gilley here today. Is there anything that y'all want to add to that?
Well, I think one of the things, thank you, Judge and Commissioners. Jim Gilley's here, also Lance Fox is here. We have a pretty short window to do this. What we'd like to do, I think, is set that value. I know the preliminary estimates are $175,000. When we say parameter sale, what's the lowest, you know, we'd go, you know, with all this work that needs to be pursued to get done. I'm going to recommend $150,000, but I'll wait to hear even further from Jim Gilley because I think the market's changing daily. And what will happen is basically we'll go to market and sell the bonds, and at that time that'll determine what our final savings are going to be to work around that parameter. But if there's Jim, if you have anything you want to share, they have some of the excerpts from the handout showing the $175,000 in savings for refunding this 2002 issue.
So thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Commissioner and Judge. I'm Jim Gilley with Coastal Securities. The savings that Patrick is talking about is the present value savings of the annual cash flow reduction by the possible refunding, and one way we measure that is through present value savings. And so the actual savings, as you may know or have seen, is in the vicinity of $180,000 to $190,000 right now, and the market has been very volatile. Rates are trending, seem to have been trending up, and with all the the spending that the federal government is doing and the borrowing, there's concern that those rates are going to continue to trend upward. So we're trying to move as quickly as we can, and hopefully these rates will get in these rates. One of the reasons we're asking for a parameter sale is that because of the volatility in the market, and the parameter is the lower threshold below which the transaction cannot move forward without further consideration by the court. So unless, and one other thing I might mention that you probably noticed already, in this refunding that we're proposing, we're not changing the maturity structure. The bonds will still mature over the same period of time that the outstanding debt that's being refunded will mature. And the average life will actually be just a touch shorter. Virtually the same average life there. We're not changing anything about the debt structure other than trying to reduce the interest rate from about 4.75% to somewhere around 3% is what the market is right now.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Gilley. Are there any questions for Mr. Gilley?
Second.
Okay, Commissioner Arnold, is your motion to set the parameter sale at a floor of $150,000?
Yes, I will add that to my motion.
Okay. Is that okay on your second, Commissioner? Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver on items A and B under County Auditor. Is there any further discussion?
I would just like to say I think that this is a good move on our auditor's part to pursue this, and we appreciate you making the necessary contacts to get it to this point, and hopefully it will meet our expectations on the savings.
Thank you, Commissioner. I can't take too much credit. Our financial advisor, Jim Gilley, monitors this.
Good for you, Mr. Gilley. Thank you, too, sir.
We're hoping to, you know, maybe some things will happen in the future that we can look at some other debt. Possibly, but more complicated because we've already refunded some of our larger obligations in the past.
We hope that you stay vigilant, Jim, because all news coming out of Austin, this five up here better stay very vigilant with this 82nd session because it's not going to be good for us.
You know, this commissioner's court has for a number of years been the sponsor of Jefferson County Housing Finance Corporation Board, which does pass through conduit bond issues to finance low to middle income housing in Jefferson County. I've been on that board for about 20 years, I think, and back when I first got out of law school in the 80s, and interest rates were up at 16%, I was able to buy a house under that program for 9.9%, which I thought I was getting the best deal in the world. But the Housing Finance Corporation today sits on about $1 million in their bank account. It's all due to refunding of our bond issues from when the cost came down. And all of our cash flow and all of the funding of our activities over the last 20 years have been done by refunding. So it's wonderful when we can take advantage of it. Okay, I need to call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Okay, under County Clerk, item A, consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Marguerite Love for 31 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Item B, receive and file certificate of completion of 20 hours of continuing education in 2010 for Carolyn Guidry, County Clerk. Ms. Love here today? No. Okay, do I have a motion on those items under County Clerk?
So, second.
Okay, motion by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Under County Treasurer, item A, receive and file investment schedule for December 2010, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Item B, execute depository pledge agreement form from the Bank of New York Mellon Trust Company, National Association for the Funds of Jefferson County. Item C, execute depository pledge agreement form from the Bank of New York Mellon Trust Company, National Association for the Jefferson County District and County Clerk's Trust Fund. Item D, execute depository pledge agreement form from the Bank of New York Mellon Trust Company, National Association for the Funds of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation. Do I have a motion on those items?
So move. Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Is there any discussion on those items? Is Mr. Funchess here?
Yes, he's here.
Funchess, did you have anything you wanted to say about year-to-date earnings on the county funds? Yeah, I think the 2007, I think we were earning a little over $3 million on our county funds, and we were just barely breaking $500,000 this last budget year. So it's been a tremendous decline. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Under juvenile probation, consider and possibly approve the application and accompanying resolution for the Progressive Sanctions Officer grant in the amount of $26,289.45 and a cash match of $2,921.05. Cash match will be made using probation fees at no cost to the county funds. This grant has been received for several years and is used to continue intensive supervision juvenile probation services. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Okay. Under risk management, item A, consider and possibly approve the renewal of employee assistance program with Interface EAP effective January 1st, 2011 at a flat renewal premium of $1.65 per employee per month. Item B, consider and possibly approve renewal of commercial property insurance policies effective February 1st, 2011 at an annual premium of $952,944.95, which is a 15% decrease from last year's premium. Item C, consider and possibly approve renewal of the boiler and machinery insurance policy effective February 1st, 2011 with CNA at an annual premium of $7,000, which is a 13% decrease from last year's premium. And item D, consider and possibly approve renewal of excess workers' compensation and general liability insurance policy effective February 1st, 2011 with Star National Insurance Company at a flat annual renewal premium of $100,000. Do I have a motion on these items? Second? It's been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion?
Question for, either risk management or purchasing. When was the last time that we bid these products? Was it last year or the year before?
We bought it every year. We asked.
So we haven't changed, but we're not changing carriers, right?
No, these.
How many carriers do we shop this to this year? It was put out there, and then y'all received bids, and the carriers that we currently are signed with were the best deal. Okay. Thank you.
You said that we've got one carrier up to the $30 million level for this year's. We won't run into the same problems if we have another catastrophe that we did last time with having one carrier say yes and one carrier say no.
Unless we go over $30 million.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. We have an addendum for the Sheriff's Department. Item A is to consider and possibly approve Sheriff's Department employees Stanley Shipper and Mark Ellis travel to Tulsa, Oklahoma for the MU2 maintenance training on January 24th through January 28th, 2011. Training is being offered at no charge to the county. The per diem and hotel cost of $784.92 is to be paid out of budgeted travel funds for the Sheriff's Office. Do I have a motion on this item?
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion?
Question. How often do we have this training?
This training is in relation to annual inspections that have to be done on that aircraft. They're offering this training to us free. We'll be able to do those inspections ourselves with our certified mechanics that Officer Shipper is. So this is a huge benefit to us. We'll be able to go up there and learn to do it ourselves. It's going to save us a tremendous amount of money in the future. So.
Judge, if I may. If it pleases the court, this particular training that we're talking about right now is worth about $15,000. Just the inspection alone for that aircraft, if you send it off to a shop, it's about 10 grand. So it's a good return, I think. We were very fortunate that we're able to do this at no cost to the county.
For mosquito control aircraft, can it carry over into that also?
No, Commissioner, I think this just relates to our aircraft. That's a whole different maintenance program.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It is unanimous. Any other member of the court have anything they like to add today?
I have one. It's brief. I think that State Representative Desoteo has been in town and he's visited myself and Commissioner Arnold, Commissioner Weaver, and Judge was at our Texas Association of Counties. I think everything leads to all of us being very, very vigilant about what happens in Austin to make sure that that $28 billion is not shifted down to the shoulders of these broad-shouldered men that sit up here with me, because it will ultimately affect the taxpayers in this county. So we need to make sure that we stay vigilant and make sure that we stay in touch and in tune with everyone in Austin, because it's very important that everyone know that you can't say that we don't have $28 billion and it's not going to affect us somewhere and somehow.
Yeah, Judge and Commissioner Weaver, I just want to echo, we need to pray for the Slott family as well as all the county employees. I mean, you get a call at 3:30 in the morning and somebody that you just had a conversation with last week, it kind of blows your mind, you know. 3:30 from a justice of peace, you know it's bad news. So I want to echo that this court for sure will pray for our employees and the families. Thank you.
And brings up an opportunity, Ms. Isaacs, and the risk management is going to be starting a new program that where certain employees are going to be receiving an invitation to participate. Would you like to talk about that in just a second?
Hopefully, I may be able to participate in that program. That's right. We are going to start a program under our wellness grant that we get from Cigna that is called the Naturally Slim Program. We're going to be inviting people to apply. We'll be selecting 30 employees to participate in this program. We're very hopeful. It's been very successful in other companies, and we're excited about it. We hope that that everybody that's interested in finding out more about that program will go to the website, will enter their data, will apply. Once those applications come in, I think they have to be in the end of this week. or is it the next week, end of next week, to actually fill out the application. Very easy online. Then Cigna, or excuse me, the company that's administering this for us, will actually, based on factors that they put into the information on the application, will be selected. We'll have 30 employees that are selected to go through this program. Again, it's been very successful in looking at the program. It's not really a huge diet thing. It's more truly a change in lifestyle. It's portion control. It's what you eat. It's when you eat. And we hope that it'll be very successful. So we'll be doing biometric screenings prior to the start for those 30 selected people. We'll run those through our employee health department, and we'll then do biometric screenings at the end of that. That's one of the things they have to commit to in order to be a part of it. So we're real excited. You'll see the invitation. I'm applying too, Commissioner. Trust me. So we'll yeah. Memos and emails are going out to all county employees.
Well, I think most of us up here on the bench at one point or another last week were in Austin for the opening session of the legislature and for Texas Association of Counties meetings. And there's a lot of legislation that's being proposed this session. How much of it they're going to get to after they tackle the budget and redistricting, I'm unsure. But Ms. Guidry and Ms. Ramos is not here today, but Judge Manus and Sheriff Woods and Patrick, I've got picked up the stuff that applies to each of your offices, and y'all might want to come up here and pick up a copy of these bills that are going to affect your offices and peruse them and give you some idea of what you might need to send letters to your legislator about. Anything else anybody wants to add?
There will be some proposed joint resolutions that will be coming before the court in the next couple of weeks. One in particular goes back to what Commissioner Alford mentioned about unfunded mandates. We do have a constitutional amendment that has been proposed by Representative Solomons, and I think Senator Corona may pick it up as a co-sponsor in the Senate. This would actually have to be voted out of the House and the Senate with two-thirds majority vote, and then go to the general population for a referendum or a vote in November if it passes. What this would do is that it would make it mandatory that if the state legislature passes an unfunded mandate, which means that they don't provide the money currently, but they expect the local governments to provide the services for whatever it is, that's considered an unfunded mandate. And this constitutional amendment would actually tie their hands in the sense that if they do pass a mandate down to the local levels, they also have to provide the funding for it. So therefore, it would no longer be an unfunded mandate. And there are all types of services, there are all types of processes, procedures, that from law enforcement to the DA's office to the commissioner's court, that are subject to these unfunded mandates on an annual basis. And it straps us to the nth degree in trying to make our revenues at the local level stretch as far as it can to avoid tax increases. So I urge you to kind of keep abreast of that. It's a very important issue. It will have a huge impact on both local, city, and county governments, as well as, I think, school districts are exempt. But a couple of things that there was four statewide organizations that actually agreed on three principles for this session, knowing what the budget shortfalls are going to be for the state. The County Judges and Commissioners Association of Texas, Texas Association of Counties, the Texas Conference of Urban Counties, and the Texas Municipal League. Those three items were proposed to be preserve local control of local government revenue, adopt a joint resolution, constitutional amendment, which I just mentioned, against unfunded mandates, and the third item, adopt a joint resolution, constitutional amendment, freezing and reducing diversion from Fund 6, the dedicated transportation fund. So you'll hear more about all of these issues, but kind of stay abreast of what's going on. As Commissioner Alford alluded to, this is going to be a very, very difficult session for the state government. And when that happens, a lot of it is tendency that they either, you know, try to pass it on to the locals to continue without providing the money to support these programs. Thank you.
If nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you for showing up.